So hello, everybody. This is Gary Kleiben, the young buck who started 343. I have John Pronich on the line with me, and I kind of wanted to talk to John for just a brief moment for you guys, because we want to try something new with this camp that we're doing in the winter, and that is kind of introduce the coaches a little bit and maybe give a little morsel to the parents, you know, and try and help them out with respect to, you know, how to make good decisions, in our opinion, you know, for their kids and their soccer and their soccer development. So with that, John, you know, thanks for getting on the line and maybe tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, just a brief little snippet and maybe how you came about, you know, wanting to coach teams, you know, the way that we like to coach them.
Yeah. So I got into coaching after I graduated high school. I actually returned to the high school that, that I played for, and I ended up coaching the boys team there for 5 years, the first few as an assistant and then as a head coach. And then I switched over to the girls side as the head coach for 3 years. So all said and done at the same place, either playing or coaching for 13 years. And it was probably about halfway through that I came across 343, and that was probably in either late 2009 or 2010. And at that time, I was coaching the boys varsity team at the high school, and I started to just to read the articles and different stuff that Gary was putting out there. In 2012, I finally made my first trip down to watch Brian and the kids train, and that to me was like the moment where things kind of clicked. I got to see some things come to life. I got to see the rondos in action. I got to see things like losing your man in action. I got to see building out of the back in action. And at the time, they were actually training. They were getting ready to go to Florida for Dannon Cup.
And John, really quick. So when you came down to watch Brian's young, you know, U11 team play, can you give people like a background as to like what the heck is this U11 team? You know, like why is it important?
Yeah. So I want to say like right around that time, or maybe the year before, or that year, the team that I watched train had just won Surf Cup. Which is kind of a prestigious California youth tournament, and teams from actually all over the world come and play in that tournament. But it's definitely probably at that time was the most highly sought after youth tournament in the United States. Brian was training actually multiple teams, and I think they went 3-for-3 in all the age groups and won those Surf Cup games. I first came across that group via a YouTube video that 343 posted, and it showed these kids in our California State Cup tournament that were playing positional-based soccer at the age of 11. And it was just something at that time I had honestly never seen before, and I really gravitated towards that. In my head, I think I always had the idea that like this is how I want my teams to play. I just didn't know how to get from point A to point Z, and that's why I kind of kept seeking out these opportunities to go watch these little kids train. And it's funny to think that you go and you're going to learn a whole bunch from these U11s, but they were really doing things in California at that time that were just unseen, unheard of before. So it was pretty cool.
Cool. So that kind of inspired you to apply the same sort of methodology or ideas or principles to your team. Yeah. Cause I know you started definitely publishing some videos yourself, showcasing your teams playing this possession based style and based soccer. And I'm just wondering, you know, did that transformation happen, you know, after kind of studying this new sort of methodology?
Yeah, it was kind of a combination of at that time. So 2008, 2009, 2010 was when was when Pep Guardiola was at Barcelona, and so he was kind of captivating. His teams were like captivating the world, and of course, like you're seeing all kinds of books going around, like, oh, play this way or play the Barca way, blah 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 blah. But none of it, like, really, none of that kind of latched onto me. And it's when I got to see this stuff happen in real life. So when I got to see these kids training, I got to hear Brian on the field and just see everything in person. That's, to me, when it clicked. So yeah, I wanted to train my teams that way. I didn't know how to do it though. So I was literally, and this is kind of embarrassing, I don't know if I've ever told you this before. I was literally thinking about the U11 practice that I got to see and how I could recreate that in my own environment. Now, I didn't have any type of other resource. I didn't have like the ebooks and the videos that 343 has now. This is all before that. And so I was just like, I went home and I, on a scratch sheet of paper, I was like, okay, I think this is about how big that square was. There was this many players, blah, 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 blah. And I came up with my own set of activities. Now, once all the stuff got released, the coaching membership program that you put together, I was pretty surprised at like at how some of my stuff fell in line. I'm not like perfectly, but it was just like, okay, like I was on the right track, but it definitely needed work and needed polishing. But yeah, so it was about that same time, 2011, 2012, where my coaching game kind of took a shift and went in a different direction, in a better direction.
Yeah, so I'm saying, you know, your whole description was team-based soccer and how you transitioned or got better at possession-based soccer with your teams. How is that good for the individual player? How does that develop the individual player? Why is that better than something else?
Yeah, so there's a lot of reasons why this type of training or this way of playing can be good for individual players. And actually, this is a question we've gotten asked by parents that are thinking about signing their kids up for our camp, because they realize, like, you know, I'm going to send my individual player to your camp. What's going to happen when they go back to their teams? And these are all things there's things that the players can pick up on that will 100% be transferable to when they go back to whatever team they're going to play for. So one of the things that I got to see in person that first time when I got to see the kids train, that I trained with my teams, that we trained at the camp, that is a core part of the curriculum, is losing your man and just creating extra space for yourself. Now, you don't have to be on a possession-based team, or you can be on any type of team at actually any level. So U10 to professional, it doesn't matter. But creating space for yourself is something that every player needs to do. Every player should want to do. You should want more time. You should want more space. You should want the ball at your feet with nobody just dragging you down by your jersey right behind you. So those little things, like learning how to lose your man, we spend a ton of time on. I spend a ton of time on it with my team at the high school. I've personally witnessed Brian train multiple teams now. And spend a lot of time on that, and the nuances of it too. It's like it's not just, you know, going through the motions. It's, you know, how do I make this defender really think that I'm gonna go full speed to the 18, and then all of a sudden you're checking back and you're getting the ball at your feet near midfield. It's like that can be used at any level, and little things too. Like when we're in the rondos and we're talking about receiving across your body. It's like you don't need to play on any certain type or certain style of team for that to be effective. You want to receive it across your body so you have better vision and you can see more options in front of you or behind you. And receiving across your body is a very simple tool, a very valuable asset for any player of any skill set, any level, any age, any gender to have. So those are to me are two incredibly crucial things that you can pick up as an individual player that also can translate into the team game too. So
if I'm a parent or myself, even I'm asking, cool, John, losing your man, you know, you seeing across your body, definitely my kid will get something out of this. Can't you get this elsewhere? You know, don't they teach this at my own club? Aren't they teaching this stuff at other camps? And naturally we like to think that we're offering something ultra valuable, right? And I'll stick by that till I go to the grave, you know. But from your perspective, from your experience, what's different here?
It's funny too, because we do spend a lot of time interacting with the parents, like right before camp starts and right after camp ends, and the feedback that we get almost every single time is that no other team or no other camp is doing what we do. And like you said, I don't spend a lot of time at other camps. I know what I grew up with. I know what we've done or what we used to do at the high school when we used to run our own camps, and things like that. And so from my personal experience, I've never experienced camps quite like this. One example that I can give, and it's a testimonial actually from one of the other coaches or from one of the parents who's had his come or had his kid come and train with us twice now. Like I said, we work on receiving across the body and losing your man. And then we actually tied that into building out of the back and throw-ins last camp, which is crazy because it's like, what camp do you go to that works on throw-ins? And it's like, yeah, well, we're not sitting there and we're not working on throwing the ball back and forth to each other and trapping it at our feet. We're actually using it as like building out of the back. So the way that the outside back kind of fakes and goes one way and then comes back and throws it to the center back, and how the center back receives it and then plays it to the holding mid, and how we play out or how we would play out as a team. We kind of build that foundation in with the kids in that exercise. And again, it's not that these kids are training to play a game on Saturday when they're with us at camp. And it's not that they can't take this back and do those things with their teams. It's like we're still working on these basic fundamentals of receiving across your body so that way you can see the entire field, playing just hard, crisp passes right to where the either the player is or wants to be. So we're starting to instill those types of values too. I've never even thought about another camp introducing anything like that before. But because it all kind of ties in with our methodology, our way of doing things, it makes sense for us to do something like that. And it's fun for the kids too, because it's not just standing in line and passing back and forth. They actually feel like they're playing the game. They're training the real game, which is super important. And I think that is incredibly valuable compared to a camp where, you know, you might go and have a juggling contest or learn a bunch of new step overs or things like that. Like, yeah, you can train that type of stuff in your backyard. You don't need to pay $300, $400, $500 to go spend a week to learn that type of stuff. So in that regard, I think what we're doing is super unique. So,
all right, John, thanks for joining me, man. Thanks for talking to the parents. Thanks for giving a couple nuggets of your wisdom. Everybody, if you found this valuable, shoot us an email, john@343.com or gary@343.com. Let us know if you like this.
Yeah, no problem, man. It was fun. And yeah, like Gary said, if anybody has any questions or anything about camp, email me, email him, doesn't matter. And we'll see you guys December 27th through the 29th in Southern California.